It may no longer be the center of the universe, but it remains the world's most beautiful city, Rome. For a city break, no other destination has so much to offer. Thousands of years of influence from the days of the emperors to the reign of the church have created a legacy of unparalleled splendor. Fortunately for us, it's a legacy that today's Rome is keen to protect. The recent years have seen a major program of restoration on a scale which even Julius Caesar would give the thumbs up to. Streets and squares have been repaved, historic buildings illuminated, fountains renovated. But the old question still remains the same: where to start? Thankfully, despite being a busy, chaotic labyrinth of ancient and new streets, central Rome is actually fairly easy to navigate. The winding Tiber divides Rome from north to south, with most historical attractions on the east bank. The Vatican sits on the west bank. But our adventure starts in the east. And here lies two of the Eternal City's most remarkable ruins, the Forum and the Colosseum. Little is left of the Forum superstructure, just floor layouts and the odd scattered column and carved chunk of marble. Yet so imposing are these remnants that it's possible to imagine the grandeur of the place where the Caesars ruled. This was the axis around which the world spun for hundreds of years. But ruling the planet can be an exhausting business. If you're a Caesar with a lot on your mind, you're going to need some downtime. So what better way to relax than to have at your disposal an entertainment complex where peoples from all over the world can be brought together and slaughtered for your amusement? The Colosseum is almost 2,000 years old and is once again hosting performances, though thankfully not gladiatorial ones.